Yo, what's going on? It's the one and only Shunt, and it's the one and only...
Redacted.
And we are here with the third installment of Real Dumb Shit. Now, fresh off our controversy of the Scorsese boys debacle, and...
What Scorsese boys debacle?
About Leonardo DiCaprio being part of the Scorsese mob, as it were.
Yeah.
And he is and he isn't.
I would say he just is.
No, he isn't.
He isn't.
The only reason why I say this.
This is just going to end up being the same argument we had last time.
No. It's not.
Really, like, he didn't have an Oscar. It was holding him.
No. It wasn't even that. With regards to Leonardo DiCaprio,
yeah,
he is one of those sort of actors that I would say, now he's better than Shia LaBeouf, but back then he was seen as Shia LaBeouf.
That's bullshit. I would say. Everyone always thought he was better.
No, don't get twisted. He, like, remember, like, pre-Transformers, everybody loved Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, they love to put him in stuff, but I don't think they thought he was better than Leo.
Well, I don't say he's better then. I'm saying at his age, he was as good as.
Disagree.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, Titanic.
Exactly. He had more critical acclaim.
Speaking of Transformers and people who are transforming the roles, have you heard the latest about Megan Fox?
What?
She's like new astronaut or something like that. I remember you hearing about
that. Then why'd you ask me if I heard about it?
Because it's an introduction. Like, everybody else outside of our conversations hasn't heard, you know.
Yeah, but there's different ways. Like, there's different ways of you, like, bringing it up.
I went for Shia LaBeouf. Leonardo DiCaprio.
I'm not talking about your segue. I'm just talking about, like, just, like, once you get onto it, there's different ways of, rather than just saying, did you hear about this, when you fully know that I heard about it, because I was the one that just told you about it.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, you know, I'm not trying to position myself, like, as if I know all this stuff.
But I'm not saying that either.
I'm trying to give you a link.
I'm trying to give you a link, bro. That's why I was playing along. That's why I was like, nah, I ain't heard about it. But now you're...
Bro, what do you mean? That's a dick move. That's a full-blown dick move. Enlighten me. No, I ain't going to lie to you because I don't know shit about it. You tell me, motherfucker. Dumbass.
I'm trying to help, man.
No, you're not. You're trying to embarrass. That's what you're trying to do. Man's trying to introduce the topic off cans.
Bruv.
You're a bad guy.
Yeah, sir. Apparently, Megan Fox is set to play astronaut in the upcoming suspense thriller, Aurora. It's about a female astronaut stationed in outer space to monitor solar storms. She discovers shock waves from solar storms are bending time, pushing her into an emotional, psychological struggle with her past and present. What do you think about that? And then remember, it's Megan Fox.
Does seem like quite a deep cut of sci-fi. I'm not against femme fatales doing sci-fi.
But Megan Fox.
I mean, everything's okay with Megan Fox. It's just that weird fun.
Is it?
That's it.
Is it?
The fun toe, that's about it.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, you know, you see no fun toe, yeah?
No.
Okay, just Google it. I mean...
No thanks.
Just do it. But it's one of those things where every form of beauty will have some form of flaw. It's facts.
I don't even care about that shit. I'm just thinking, like, this does not sound like a Megan Fox project.
What does then? You racist.
How is it racist? How is it racist?
Well, you expect Halle Berry to be there or something like that. Halle Berry's allowed to fuck around in space, but Megan Fox isn't.
That's not racist. No, it's qualityist.
What do you mean it's racist?
It's quality, bro.
Racist.
It's about quality.
Megan Fox could do it, I reckon.
Bruv.
Be fine.
Bruv, this is gonna
you had Sandra Bullock, frolicking around.
Yeah, she's believable as a scientist. Megan Fox don't look like no damn scientist, bruv.
What, bruv? That is racist.
That's not racist. It's not because she's white. Sandra Bullock's white.
No, she's Canadian. It's a completely different one.
That's still white.
Now, you're just saying because she's slightly hillbilly-ish.
Who?
Megan Fox.
I don't know about that.
That's the only reason. So that's don't know about that. That's
I might say slightly bimbo-ish.
Not really. You have to, I'm pretty sure you have to have blonde hair to be a bimbo.
No. No, that's ludicrous.
You could be an airhead if you've you've got brown hair. I know that much. You could be an airhead.
I disagree.
But you can't be bimbo unless you're blonde.
Well, I still said slightly bimbo-ish, so I'm sure it's covered.
Unless you've got blonde highlights.
No.
Then it's an irrelevant point, then.
She doesn't seem like the science-y type.
You know what? I don't like your attitude right now.
You wouldn't?
No, just saying. Just I'm throwing it out there because, yeah, it's coming across a bit
bruv, you know jaded. You agree with me.
I don't. I've seen a lot of.
Oh, crap. Who's doing dick moves now?
I'm not. I'm just replaying the dick move back. That's all.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like,
exactly.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about no banger fox. I don't know about no banger fox, but I was talking about it all the time before.
Look, you cannot blame me.
I can.
For the way you introduced the topic,
bruv. I'm trying to. I mean, don't get twisted. Outside of the realm of El Studio. Or, as I like to call it, Lush Studio.
Yeah.
You know, people don't know what's going on. So I'm asking my co-partner in crime, which is meant to be redacted.
Yeah.
To enlighten the public. And you're like, yeah, but you didn't say I don't know, bro.
You didn't say that, though.
I don't know, bro.
You didn't say that. You asked me if I heard.
Bro. Why else are we here? Are we here like not to like talk about stuff and dumb stuff?
Yeah, but if I
then
ask
you... Then you're missing the point then.
Yeah, but if I ask you, oh, do you know about this? Like...
No, from now on, I'm only going to ask you about simple questions like, do you know the Muffin Man? And if you say, that lives in Drury Lane, we have a conversation. If you say, nah, bruv, I don't know about the Muffin Man still. What does he do? Where does he live, bruv?
Anyway. It's a problem, man. It's anyway, very
in another parallel universe, there was a conversation. And the conversation is about Stephen King's new Castle Rock Season 2. I say Stephen King's is more J.J. Abrams sort of like baby. Stephen King already had the stuff. I'm not sure there is an involvement, but yeah. So this one is going to be, controversially, The Shining, or The Shining after... No, in between... Is it in between? Yeah, it would be, because it's Valance. So it's in between Shining and Doctor Sleep.
What is?
The new series, I think.
Are you sure?
It's either that, or it's existed at the same time as Doctor Sleep.
Why?
Because the lady's fully grown. I assume Jack...
What lady?
The niece. Well, it's going to the newly built oh god,
whose niece?
Jack.
Oh, her. Hmm.
Is her name Jack?
Her name, I think she changed her name to Jack, or she goes by Jack.
Well, that one. Maybe. So it's based around her revisiting.
Yeah.
For spooky, ooky reasons, but I'm not sure if the county Maine, as it were, is based in modern times where Doctor Sleep exists. Because in Doctor Sleep, that whole area has been demolished.
Yeah.
And it's just known as sort of like spooky grounds.
Yeah.
Whereas in this one, I believe it's been rebuilt or it's been built up. So, strange. But the last one was okay. Castle Rock Season 1, I managed to complete it. Did you manage to complete it?
I did.
Yes. And what was your verdict?
I liked it.
So did I. I liked the whole time travel in interdimensional nonsense.
Time travel?
Yeah, at the end. Spoiler alert.
Remind me?
In one universe, the guy was evil. In the other universe, he wasn't evil.
Maybe I didn't see that one.
No. He goes to... They basically swap over.
Yeah, maybe I didn't see that one.
So basically, the kid, the black kid,
yeah,
he goes to the future of another dimension.
Yeah.
Where this kid didn't go missing. However, in his reality, he's gone missing.
Yeah.
And then there's nothing but, like, grief for his parents and stuff like that, and vice versa.
Yeah.
The only difference is that the guy that's in the other reality, he's a fully grown man, but he doesn't age.
Okay.
So there's more of a foot to it. And there's that scene where the guy goes in there and he's just smoking bare cigarettes, and it's like a birdcage. He's in a birdcage.
Yeah.
And then he's got sort of like a chaos, like, engine, because he's not meant to be in that universe.
Okay.
So every time he's out, mad shit happens. So people start dying and explosions and nonsense like that. And then there's a sort of another argument that he's actually the devil. Now, with him being the devil, the other guy is kind of like his counterpart. So there's a black guy, or a black kid,
yep.
And he goes missing for like a day and a half, and then it's like, that's what causes a chain of events that affects his life to the current day, where it's like a criminal lawyer and all that stuff, because of his dad. Yeah, so...
Yeah, I remember all that stuff.
Yeah. And then it ends off with Jack Valance's... Well, Johnny... Here's Johnny, you know. Johnny Torrance, his niece being...
Johnny Torrance.
Valance or Torrance? I don't know. I've recently, like, had the audiobook of Dr. Sleep.
Johnny.
Johnny's his dad.
Yeah.
Jack's the boy. I think.
No.
Is it Tommy?
Danny,
yeah, that's it. That's the reason why. Yeah, I remember now, Danny. So Danny is affected by said event. But anyway, either, assuming that these two worlds are, this big world of Maine is connected, and Danny and Johnny are actually out there.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward
to... No, I assume it's after.
What, after the events of Dr. Sleep?
I think so. No, of The Shining.
Yeah, it's obviously after The Shining.
Yeah.
Doctor Sleep is after The Shining. But how far off after The Shining is it?
Don't know. How old's Danny?
In Doctor Sleep, he's like...
No, in Castle Rock.
He's not actually mentioned. He's not there. You don't actually see him.
Okay, so why is it relevant?
It's relevant because if you're putting it into a form of timeline... Because basically in Doctor Sleep, the whole area is knocked down, isn't it?
After... But at the end?
No, it was like a couple of years after. Like, where they detail it in Doctor Sleep.
Yeah, maybe it's not exactly the same timeline.
But this is it. It's a bit of a strange one. So, I mean, that's the one thing I want to see for myself. How they clear that up. Where it kind of stands. Is it a case where it's just about to happen? Or it gets knocked down as a result of the thing that happened with his niece? Because obviously she's there in the arms with an axe from the picture that I've seen anyway.
Okay.
So maybe she goes psycho, maybe, which would be interesting.
Would it?
Yeah, I mean, it's never going to be as good as Jack Nicholson, anybody else. I mean, I say that. In the sort of wake of Joaquin Phoenix winning the Oscar for Joker.
What?
No, I'm just saying it, like, in regards to sort of like Jack Nicholson performances that can't be topped. You know?
Okay.
It's only ever been topped
Joker
once.
Joker get relevant?
No, because Jack Nicholson played the Joker and he also played Johnny Bonnet. Or is it Johnny? And yeah.
So?
He's a very esteemed actor.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, the connection between the two is that I don't think someone can do Johnny Torrance any better than Jack Nicholson. Like, that to me is in my head. But then saying that, it's a lady, so it could be even more intimidating, it could be more chilling.
No, but it'd be different. Like, she's not trying to do the same performance.
Hmm.
Even if they do have her go through a similar kind of break, it's not You know, it's not the same. It's not the same. Like, she'll do it her way, or the way her character would do it, or make sense for her character. And obviously Jack Nicholson did it the way it made sense for his character.
I mean, there's a lot of duress for... I mean, to be fair, it's the lady that's being tortured. So you know that she never acted after that?
Maybe.
She's mad, right? Stanley Kubrick literally beat that woman into that role.
Yeah.
Constantly badgering her, like, prodding her, not letting her sleep. And
I guess, but he believed... That's what he had to do to get the performance out.
Well, this is it. It's
not
like,
saying it's right, obviously.
Neither am I. I mean,
and that's just what he believed at the time.
I think it's quite controversial as well because Stephen King does not like that version of The Shining.
No, because it's different from the book.
Mm. Very different, apparently.
The book is more supernatural. And
which would have been a limitation at the time.
Oh, really?
I mean, because there's some trippy shit that happens in that book. I mean, they had the blood washing down the walls, the twins and the bicycle bit, and there was some really interesting sort of like zoom angle lenses and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that kid like riding that tricycle down that hallway to see them two girls and the blood washing down chills me to this day.
Yeah.
I'm yet to see Doctor Sleep, which I'm still... I mean, I've listened to most of the audiobook.
Okay.
But I'm yet to see the film, so... but it's had, like, mixed reviews.
Not very well. For everything I've heard, it's good, it just didn't do well, box office-wise.
Mm. Whereas the opposite is this case for Birds of Prey.
No, I'd say it's similar.
No, I'm just saying it's bad, and it's doing well.
I wouldn't say it's bad.
What, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's not perfect, but it's pretty good. Oh. I liked it.
Mm, I didn't like it.
Did you even see it?
I saw most of it.
And see what I mean?
Turned off in disgust.
See what I mean?
Disgusting.
Disgusting. Nonsense, bruv.
Disgusting.
What did you like?
I mean, I get it. It's meant to be it's meant to be a badass... Femme Fatale crew, but to be
sure,
fair,
but not really.
But to be fair, and as horrible as it sounds, you might like as a male, if you're watching it, you're better off jerking off to Charlie's Angels.
What?
Just saying. It's not really a
problem. Are you high?
What? Charlie's Angels?
Are you high?
I'm just saying, some of the girls are better looking.
Which version?
The original. No, I'm not talking about the one with Lisa Liu, basically.
Uh-huh. One, it's Birds of Prey is better than Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it's the same film.
No, it's not.
Apparently it is.
But apparently to who? One, you didn't watch all of it. And two, how is it even close to being the same film? The storylines are completely different. What?
Because a bunch of women coming together, taking down one man. A lot of people have actually, that have watched it all the way, have told me about Ewan McGregor's performance in it being somewhat shit.
Disagree.
No, but this is not the entire thing. It's like...
What's the whole...
I mean, like for me anyway, you're not seeing Black Mask. You're seeing the guy before he becomes Black Mask, right?
Not really.
I mean, is there a full transition within the film?
Who puts on the mask? It's not like... He's one character, and then, like, an event happens, and he's like, I'm Black Mask now. He's the same character, but he's wearing a mask.
Yeah, but, those that aren't familiar with the comic origins of it, he's always playing with the mask, like, before it just literally burns to his face.
Yeah, some versions it's burned to his face, but in other versions it's not burned to his face.
Mm, I suppose. You got that, because there's so many different versions of Black Mask.
There you go.
Yeah, all right, cool. I'll leave that one in ether. So, I mean, I am going to watch it, hopefully, next week. But, yeah, I mean, it's like one of those ones where I wasn't too impressed.
With what? That's why I asked you.
That's what I'm saying. I wasn't too impressed with the reviews that I've, like, with people that have actually gone to watch it.
Okay.
I wasn't really impressed. But yeah, it's...
So would you not prefer to make up your own mind?
Yeah, I do. But it's like, with regards to Birds of Prey, you can take it or leave it, either. Like, because it's the whole Suicide Squad.
Yeah, you can say that about any film.
No, with Suicide Squad, it's like you're dead to me, sort of.
Why?
Yeah?
Why?
Are you high?
Am I high or what?
You've watched Suicide Squad, right?
Yeah.
Exactly, that's it. Full stop on the line.
Yeah, but no, that's fucking nonsense. Again, like, just because you don't like one film, even in the same, even if it's the same, like, series, even if it's a sequel, even if it's a prequel, it doesn't mean that the next film is going to be just as bad.
Doesn't mean it's going to be better.
No, it doesn't, but you still can give it the same chance that you gave the original film.
I didn't really give the first one a chance, to be
fair. Well, there you go, then.
It was after Justice League, or Dawn of Justice, whatever the fuck you call it. I was ready on the fence.
That's why your opinion's garbage, bruv.
No, that's the reason why your opinion's garbage.
No, it isn't. What, because I... No, because I...
You go in there. Wildlife documentary.
No, I give every film...
wild beasts, or shit beasts, in regards to these films, and expect the same results.
It's not the same result.
It is.
I give every film the same exact chance to either impress me or disappoint me. I'm not going in there with a preconceived conception of, like, oh, the other one was shit, so I'm not going to like this.
No. I'm not like this with other films. Only with DC films. Because time and time
again... That's why your opinion's garbage.
No, it's not.
It is.
Time and time
again... Because it's always going to be biased.
The only film that I'm actually looking forward to out of DC is Batman.
Sure.
That is it.
Okay.
Because it's nothing to do with all this other garbage that they've got in between. I mean, I think Flashpoint's meant to be the last film of this terrible universe.
Okay.
So, I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that Flashpoint is going to nip off everything. We've got Wonder Woman later on this year. I tolerate that. Although, it's... I don't know. I'm not sure if I like it.
Well, you won't like it because it's connected to the other films.
No. I mean, the concept of... Because basically they're doing that one where... I mean, just based on my comic book knowledge, where Wonder Woman goes too far and breaks that man's neck.
Why? Just because he's in it?
No.
But he's not the only character in that storyline. So I doubt that would be the case.
The only reason why I don't doubt it will be the case is because...
you don't doubt it will be the case.
I mean, I reckon it will be the case.
Yeah.
Is because it seems quite trippy and... how can I put it? All that you want sort of thing.
Yeah, but it wouldn't work. Like, how would you... How can you make that with only...
It's only because of Trevor... That Trevor guy. Steve Trevor.
Yeah.
Because he's back and he's not technically alive.
Yeah.
He's died.
Okay.
Seen one or two things. It's either Steve Trevor's in her head,
yeah,
and only exists there,
mm-hmm,
or Flashpoint's already happened.
What's that got to do with breaking anyone's neck?
The guy controls her mind. He's controlling Superman's mind. That's what it is. He's controlling Superman's mind, and then she makes the decision.
Superman's not in this film.
Well, either. We don't
know. Not either.
We don't know.
100% Superman's not in this film.
We don't know.
We do know. Superman's not in this film.
Well, Black Adam's coming out as well, I think, next year.
He's not in this film.
You sure?
Yeah.
Has that been confirmed?
I'm confirming it now.
You're confirming it now, yeah, despite not seeing it?
Yeah.
Why don't you just shut?
Why don't I shut up?
Yeah, just for that. Just, you haven't seen it.
I know I haven't seen it. You...
At least have the audacity to half watch the film.
Huh?
At least I have the audacity to half watch a film and then say, what's in it?
You have the audacity to half watch a film that you're already biased against anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's not anything.
Hmm.
No one cares about that.
Yeah, dude. Films to avoid with shunt.
Yeah, but you're almost always wrong.
No, you're almost never right.
I'm always right.
No, you're never right.
I'm always right.
You're never right.
I'm always right.
The only time you're right is when you can't go left.
I'm always right.
It's the only time you're right.
Even when I go left.
No, bro. That's ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous. Accurate.
Speaking of ridiculous. So Stephen King, we're speaking about Stephen King.
Yeah.
And it's got me thinking about another film called Three Kings.
Okay.
Which is George Clooney. No, wait. It's genius. When I get to it, it's genius.
Please.
Which is basically what? Mark Wahlberg, George Clooney, and Ice Cube. Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah.
You on board, yeah? You on board? You know the...
I've seen it.
Seen it?
Wondering why it's relevant.
There's another film that Mark Wahlberg's been in called Four Brothers.
Yes.
He was in Transformers 5.
Yeah.
Arguably one of the better ones. And he was also in Two Guns. Also a good film. Now, my controversial subject point is this. Okay. Mark Wahlberg's films are only good if they've got a number in them. Discuss.
Transformers doesn't have a number in it.
We know which one it is.
Yeah, but that's beside the point.
You're saying the good films.
It doesn't have a number in it. Yeah, but you cited it as a film. I'm saying as a good film.
It's one of them's good. I think it's that. What's the one before they make Optimus Prime
still
a baddie?
Still not good.
It's not the Rise of Machines. That's Terminator. Okay, bar Transformers.
Yeah.
Most of his films with numbers in it are good.
Disagree.
Give me a film that Mark Wahlberg's been in that's good. That goes against my theory.
That doesn't have a number in it.
It doesn't have a number in it. And then tell me a film that has a number in it that sucks. Okay, I'll do the one that hasn't got a number in it. Departed. Next one.
Well, there you go then.
No, that doesn't have a number in it.
Yeah, it doesn't have a number in it.
But is it good because of Mark Wahlberg? No.
Are any of them good because of Mark Wahlberg?
Two guns, arguably.
I'm not saying he'd make it bad, but Denzel Washington's in that film, so...
So what if Denzel Washington's in the film?
It would have been good anyway.
Book of Eli, just about good. Equalizer, ropey at best. Man on Fire, fire. Don't get it twisted.
It's fine.
What?
Man on Fire.
Man on Fire. That's fire, bruv.
It's fine. It's not fire. It's underwhelming.
You're underwhelming. It's just with your
period point blank. It's underwhelming.
Babble.
Bruv. It's underwhelming. Man's talking about...
Now your room temp.
He's gonna
room temp babbling, bro.
He's gonna paint his symphony or whatever, and it's just like, oh, he just killed a couple people. I've seen bare people kill just a couple people, bruv. Liam Neeson fucking killed a couple people. He's old as shit, bruv.
Bruv, we're not having this conversation again, right?
We've never had this conversation before.
Yes, we have. Yes, we have.
But we haven't.
About Liam Neeson's kill count versus fucking everybody else's kill count.
But we haven't.
Yes, we have.
No, we have.
Yes,
not.
We have.
No, we haven't.
Liam Neeson doesn't really kill that many people. He severely injures them. He kills like five.
I don't even care.
When the gun comes out, then people die.
I don't even care. Whatever.
And in regards,
Man on Fire is fine. It's good.
Man on Fire. He puts a fucking bomb up a man's ass.
It's good. It is. So what?
And then still detonates.
So who cares?
No bad guy.
Who cares? It's not fucking.
I'm not rising.
Groundbreaking.
I have never seen a grenade shoved at somebody's ass, or somebody wake up and then be told that there's a grenade in their ass.
It's not special to me.
It's not special
don't
to you.
Really, don't
everyday occurrence,
shit.
Yeah?
I don't care about that shit.
Something redacted.
Well, not going to say it's an everyday occurrence. It's just, it doesn't have the impact.
Yeah, it does.
So
it does.
What?
Your ass is blowing out, and you're blowing up.
And...
It's like anal beads as well. It's kind of rapey.
And, yeah, it just feels jib. It just feels juvenile and like... I don't know, like a cheap pop, like, who cares? Yeah, and...
Alright, speaking of kings...
Whether the fucking grenade is inside his body or outside his body, what difference does it make when it blows up, bro?
It's the difference of the orifice. No. I don't know any man that could justify the horror that he'll feel if he realizes...
Blown up is blown up.
Blown up is blown up, yes.
Yes.
But blown up
after, end of story.
After an incendiary device has been inserted into your anus.
So?
During your sleep.
So? I'd say the shotgun up the arse in Crank is worse. He was actually awake for that.
But then you can say the In Too Deep fucking scene with LL Cool J as God,
yeah.
Which I always thought is his most scariest role, and taking a sneaker cue to the guy's rectum.
Is also worse, yeah, I would agree.
I would say that's the worst out of all of them. But saying that, I thought that anal probe, as it were, was rather calculating. I mean, it takes a lot of planning to do that.
Not really.
Yeah, it does. You have to knock the man out. You know,
he's going to do that anyway.
Yeah, he's going to do that anyway. Then you have to get some form of muscle relaxant, because I can imagine it being quite difficult shoving a small incendiary device up somebody's rectum.
I don't think...
You then have to wake him up after you've washed, obviously. You know, hand smelling the shit. You know, telling the guy you're going to kill him. You say, all right, first have a shower, you know, sort your life out. But yeah, it's crazy. So...
The Fighter. Yep. Shooter. Pain and Gain. Boogie Nights.
Okay, so Dirt and a number.
What?
It's got Dirt or a number.
Oh, fuck off.
Dirt and a number, it's a success.
All right, fine. Boogie Nights. Boogie Pain and Gain.
Pain and Gain weren't great.
People like it.
It wasn't great.
Italian drum.
Dirt Italian.
Ted. Not the Ted.
Ted 2 is better.
Fine, Ted 2. Oh shit, it's got a number.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why you said that, you cunt. Fuck off. Fuck off.
But Ted 2 is better. Especially when they find the internet and like...
Contraband. Yeah, that's Perfect Storm.
That's shit.
People like it.
It's a shit film.
Basketball Diaries.
The Basketball Diaries.
Fucking motherfucker. Broken City.
That wasn't that good.
It was fine. We Own the Night.
The.
No, there's no the We Own the Night. Doesn't even make sense.
No, We Own the Night. The. Anything with
not
the.
In the beginning.
I never said that it has to be in the beginning.
Nonsense, bro. Just chatting.
The or a number. If it has the or a number in it, it's usually good.
Raph, bro.
Apart from The Happening. The Happening Raph, is bro. So bad. In fact, I've actually answered my own question. You're lame.
Alright, $6 billion man. Garbage, bro.
Does that come out yet?
Garbage. It's out this year.
That's not going to be that bad.
That's going to be garbage, bro.
Nah.
That is going to be garbage.
I can't see it being bad. I mean,
hear this lukewarm take. Million Dollar Man is going to be garbage.
Ralph, I don't think so. Huh? I think it's going to be okay.
No, it isn't. No, but it has to be good for your theory to make sense.
And it's a remake. So if it's a remake, it doesn't count.
Fuck off.
The Happening was a remake of M. Night.
It's got no number in it.
Yeah, but it has a dir in it. But it's a remake of M. Night Shyamalan's last film with the twist at the end.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it's no, it isn't. The Village. It's a remake of The Village.
Isn't. It's a completely different film.
No. It's exactly the same. People are running around not knowing what the hell's going on.
No.
Yes, it's The Village. The Happening is exactly the same as The Village. That's the reason why I fucking hate
you. Don't, I know. I already know you don't understand what the same means.
No, is it? Enlighten me, kind sir.
What do you mean, enlighten you?
Enlighten me. Because you know so much about me.
No, you don't know what the same means.
I do know what the same means.
No, you don't. Because you're always talking about, this is the same as this, when they're completely different. They might have one or two elements that's the same.
They have but only the similar because elements.
Fucking people have arms and legs. Like, that's the only reason.
They're both made by M. Night Shyamalan. They're both very shit. And they both have a nonsensical plot where people are running around not knowing what the danger is. Say something, bro. The same.
No.
The Village and The Happening are the same fucking film.
They're not.
Beat for beat, the same fucking film.
Bullshit.
Same film, bro. Anyway, that being said, sir. So you have The Happening, you have... So my main point is, what other actor do you know has a similar sort of thing? Like, you can
guarantee... No one, because Mark Wahlberg doesn't even have that.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't. You changed your theory halfway through to add the and.
No, I didn't say and.
Well, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's a made-up dumb theory in the first place.
Ah, you dumbass. It's fine. So, that being said, yeah, I can't even do the next section. It's crazy. But yeah, in a nutshell, so I've done three kings, king. Hey, the king of comedy, Mr. Eddie Murphy, finally wrapped up Coming to America 2.
Okay.
He is set to do two more remakes, which are still yet to be disclosed.
Remakes?
Or sequels to said films.
Yeah.
What films should he do, from your point of view? Two. After, obviously, his stand-up.
What I think he'll do, or what do I want him to do?
What you want him to do?
None. I want to do something new.
I don't. I want a fucking sequel to Vampire in Brooklyn. Because that was left wide open and nothing happened.
No one cares about that shit.
I do.
You're not any person.
Whatever. So you've got Vampire in Brooklyn. And you've also got Boomerang. I want to see how he is now. I have all the films that... Yeah?
No. What I think he will do is Beverly Hills Cop. No. He'll try that again.
No, he won't.
Why?
He won't.
Why?
He's too old now. He can't jump around.
Maybe, but like he'll try and further the franchise.
No, you know, that is as ridiculous as Bruce Willis starring.
Why? He tried already.
Huh?
He tried already.
What?
With the TV series.
What?
Beverly Hills Cop.
What? There's a Beverly Hills Cop TV series?
Yeah. Starring. And he was going to be the captain, and he was going to have a new guy as the... young
Axel Foley.
Yeah. Well, no, because he wouldn't have been Axel Foley, because it's a, it continues the series. It's not a remake.
Mm.
It would have been an Axel Foley type.
Yeah. What? Who's that going to be? Marlon Wayans.
I don't know.
You know. Who the hell could play that? What?
Anybody? Anyone fucking holds your legs?
It can't be Kevin Hart. I'm just thinking of black, traditional black people.
That's a funny. Young person.
He's young.
On what planet?
Okay, he's not young. Speaking of young.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how to introduce this subject.
Maybe you shouldn't.
No. Because it's funny. It's funny.
Is it?
It's mainly for the bants. I'm introducing this. Mainly for the bants. How young, right? Is a grown man allowed to go in regards to dating a young lady?
What I will say is if you have to ask, it's definitely too young.
Too young, you reckon?
Well, if you're asking, then it's too young.
But are you asking really? Or are you just feeling a bit judgy on yourself?
If you're judgy on yourself, it's too young. That's the whole fucking point.
I don't know. So, hypothetically speaking, you're a man in his mid-30s, probably late 20s, and you're down in your luck. A young lady comes into your life and is extremely friendly, rather mature, fascinates the shit out of you, captivating, beautiful, amazing conversations. Only drawback, she has one leg. I'm joking. Only drawback is that she's 19. Now, what is the strategy that you apply here? Because both are equally as ridiculous, I think, anyway.
How old am I in this scenario?
You're around about I'll give you late 20s, yeah? Late 20s.
So I have to imagine I'm in my late 20s.
Well, you can or you can be, like me. I mean, I'm already in my late 20s.
I'm in my mid-20s. That's why I have to imagine ahead.
That's what I'm saying. It's fine. Yeah. So, that being said.
Yeah.
How do you deal with it?
For me, she's a teenager.
Yeah.
And that's too young.
Teenager.
Yep.
But you're like late 20s. It's like 10 years.
Still, she's got teen in the title. It's too young, bro.
Okay, so if she's 20, it's fine. You gotta make up your mind.
It's fine, I guess. Like,
is it really
7 or 8 years? I still feel like that's a bit young, but 7 or 8 years isn't too bad.
I mean, you're gonna be like in Schitt's Creek in regards to fuckery like that. And this is my whole theory about what happened to R. Kelly.
Oh my god!
I'm not bouncing around on a controversy. R. Kelly, the only reason why he fucked up majorly is because when he peaked, he was 21.
So
any girl that it's different if you're a celebrity, because it's wrong, still wrong, don't get twisted. It's different if you're a celebrity and you have a fond memory of a certain year. So for example, R. Kelly, before like he became, you know, R. Kelly, singer of all ballads on soundtracks and blah blah blah,
yeah.
And then after that he became R. Kelly, fonder of teenage babies,
yeah,
sort of thing. But I think the progress of it is down to one or two things. Yes men, who always say, yeah, yeah, it's fine, you can keep on going down that route. As well as just him being, you know, fucked. Yes.
Okay.
But I digress. I'm not as bad as R. Kelly, right? Controversially. If I'm saying that it's okay...
No comment.
Yeah, I was just saying it's okay to date a 19-year-old if you're in the realm of 4 to 5 years around her age. Upwards. But
maybe I just want to say, for the record, mm-hmm. For any future investigations that may or may not take place,
man's not guilty.
I do not condone this sort of behavior.
Neither do I.
I'm very morally against it.
Me as well, to a certain degree. As I said before, both arguments are ridiculous. But.
Both arguments. I think one argument.
I mean, the one for is you know, fucking ridiculous. The one against is equally as ridiculous.
No, I understand what both means.
No, I'm just saying. Like,
I understand.
Wrong if she's 19, which is one away from 20.
Yeah.
But if she's 20, it's fair game.
No, for me personally, I still feel like that's a bit young.
That's a bit young.
I mean, if it's a very mature, like, 19/20, maybe. But generally speaking, you know, those are still very young minds.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, needless to say, worst case scenario, would you, right? Would you date a 19-year-old or bang a granny?
None.
No, it's one or the other. Hand to your head, hand to your dick.
Hand?
Actually, that's probably the wrong context. Gun to your head, gun to your dick. Date, as in, like, relationship.
None.
it's pretty gross either way. You still got. I mean, like, the worst thing about it is that granny that you have relations with,
yeah,
doesn't have to live with it as long as you do.
I mean, what would her complaint be?
No, she doesn't have to live with it. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, but you're saying she wouldn't have to live with it. Like she, would have to go she has a life. Level of shame. She wouldn't have the same level of shame that you would have.
Now, she wouldn't actually have any shame because she pulled. She's
exactly. Exactly. So the amount of time she's got to live with it is irrelevant. It's just the amount of time you've got to live with it is relevant.
Yes. Okay.
Also, off the back of that,
mm-hmm.
Like, you will always be. To this 19-year-old girl, you will always be the crusty old man that she used to date when she talks about you to her friends.
Or you could be the crusty old man that's the father to her two kids.
Okay. Alright.
I'm just saying, like, this is a fucked up thing, like, because if you wait, controversially, you're only getting, like, older as a man.
Yeah.
You won't be able to do as much as you can do.
No, but you're giving her a chance to mature properly.
And you're giving your giving yourself a chance to decay. You're
giving her a chance to mature and see the world.
And you're giving yourself a chance to decay. I mean, let's
try and lock her down.
As you rot away. Yes! I love it when you're maturing and I'm dying. Yes. Yes.
I don't know. If you love someone, you're supposed to give them that freedom, isn't it?
Yeah, but if you love someone, you need to love them.
Yeah, you can. You don't just need to... You can still give her space. Give her space.
The space and the time that you don't have. You haven't got the time, bro.
How old are you, bro?
I'm just saying, like... But the girl's like half your age. You have to do something.
Oh, it's half now.
Hmm. Alright, let's do that. Let's up the ante.
Yeah.
So you're half... You're, like, the girl is half your age, i.e. 19.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah, what's the question?
Would you... I mean, this is the thing. It's like... In one of these sort of situations, I've been in the opportunity to have both young... And kind of like age-appropriate ladies being involved in like my life.
I'd hope so.
Hmm?
I'd hope so.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm a guy, you know, of equal standing. So
yeah,
I'm better than average a little bit. Okay. Not extremely better. I mean, I've got face radio for one podcast.
Yeah.
So you've got that. So what about this scenario, right? 19-year-old,
yeah,
mature, lovely, loving, everything that you need. 19. The only thing that's wrong with her, can't really connect with, like, you know, your main social sort of like things of your era, which is your own fault, really, because she should have really been keeping up with the times anyway.
No. There's a difference between that. There's a difference between keeping up with the times and. Everything now is shit.
Bruv. That's opinion. It's not fact. Yeah.
Opinion is fact.
It's not, bruv.
Objectively. It's not. Everything now is shit.
Objectively. Yeah, you can say something like that.
Huh?
Objectively.
Yeah.
Or you have to start that sentence off with, in my opinion.
No. Objectively, everything now is shit.
Okay. That being said, have you heard of...
A shitty political climate.
Is it shit?
Yes.
I think it's rather exciting.
See?
Because it's always been shit.
Yeah, but not this levels of shit.
Nah, I think it's been more obtuse levels of shit. So we're actually able to actually see what's going on now. I'm not sure if it's because we're older. But, yeah, we're able to see bits and pieces. But yeah, so she won't be able to...
No, but you know why that is? Hmm? It's because before... Before, politicians had the decency to hide things from you. Now,
they can't.
Because, not even they can't, because people just don't care. Like, they just don't give a shit. Mm. Like, no matter what they do, there's always people on their side. So they don't give a shit if they're doing their dirty laundry out in the public, because there's always still dumb idiots that's going to vote for them.
Mm. That's bad. Yeah, completely true, which is bad. So yeah, so taking that into account, so dream girl, very very young, right?
Yeah.
Or somebody who is age appropriate and has 5 kids. Actually, no, and has 6 kids. I reckon you get 6 in at our age. Six.
Why
kids.
Six?
Because.
Why 6 over 5?
Because 6. I mean, like 5, you can kind of forgive. Actually, it's still an excessive amount, but 6 is more.
How old are they? Depends how old they are.
Oldest one is in their 20s, I guess.
I
What about this? And she's lovely as well. And she's lovely. Like, check out
what, they're both perfect, but one has kids and one doesn't have kids.
No, one has kids and one has a kid that is.
And the other one is a kid.
Huh? And the other one is a kid, yeah.
I would go for.
Dun, dun, dun.
The age appropriate mother.
I would not.
I know you wouldn't, because you're a dirty fuck, bro.
No, I just can't. bro, that's like, have you ever seen Baby Boy?
Yeah.
That weird film with Snoop and Tyrese?
Yeah.
That shit is real, bro. Like, just imagine, like, getting beaten up. I mean, I don't want to be the guy that's, like, doing somebody's mama and beating them up because they're getting too rude.
Then you shouldn't get too rude, innit? Huh? Then you shouldn't be getting rude.
I don't think it's getting rude or whatever. It's like...
No, you said you don't want to be beating him up because he's getting rude. Well, you know.
And him being grown. Like,
yeah.
Like, it's political. Like, 21-year-old or something like that. Oh, God. But it's completely possible with us now. Completely.
Is it?
Yeah, maybe we're hitting that age where...
Maybe for you.
No, because it's millennium. Like, if you had a child on the eve of the millennium,
yeah.
Which... Unfortunately, isn't that too far away in my eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, you got...
I was 5 years old.
Were you? Okay. Interesting. He's a 90s baby. Apparently.
Yeah. You mean apparently?
Apparently. Born in the 90s.
Yeah. 95.
Oof. That was a good year.
It was a good year. From what I remember, it was a good year.
Yeah, from your crib, yes?
Yes.
Not from sitting down in front of the TV watching Saturday morning cartoons, was it? No. Huh? No, because you don't know about Saturday morning cartoons. No.
I went back and watched some stuff.
Of course.
My parents knew how to educate me.
Yeah. Because they're the same age.
As who?
As you right now.
That doesn't make any sense.
But yeah, needless to say, moving swiftly on. So I've covered today's controversial topic. What else have I done? Yeah. So
Bruce Willis's sci-fi movie.
So yeah. Oh yes. We mentioned it in joking passing.
We didn't.
I was about to. Actually, I think I did. And then it crashed. So.
Okay.
Either. So Bruce Willis.
Yeah, he's going to be in a sci-fi action flick. Cosmic Sin. The film follows a group of warriors and scientists who must fight off a hostile alien species with the power to infect and take over human hosts. This does not sound like a Bruce Willis film.
Are you happy or are you sad?
Am I happy or am I sad about what?
Bruce Willis being in a film that actually might be good.
No, it's going to be fucking garbage.
I don't think it will be.
It's probably going to be garbage, bruv.
No. I mean, like, the only reason why I say that is because I remember a certain film because I was born a little bit before you.
Yeah.
According to your narrative.
Or a lot.
Called Starship Troopers.
Yeah.
And,
But Bruce Willis is not in that film.
No, but if somebody told you the basis of Starship Troopers, yeah. You'd have thought that would be garbage.
No, I don't think so.
Giant bugs versus humans, human marines. You know, I was trying to be like Alien or, you know what I mean? You would have been of that ilk.
No, but obviously you need to go into a little bit more detail. If you just said that, then that could be anything.
Yeah, that's it. I wouldn't necessarily.
Your version of this Bruce Willis film would be, a group of scientists fight off an alien species. Like, that's nothing. That doesn't tell you anything.
Definitely. So, like, I don't know what the hell's going on in this film. All I know is that Bruce Willis is in it.
Yeah.
And
but you also know he's been phoning it in for years.
Yeah.
And especially this sounds like prime Bruce Willis phoning it in territory.
Oh, bruv. What do you want from this guy?
What do you mean, what do I want from him?
What do you want from him?
Huh?
I mean, he's done all the favourite films that you watched him in, like, time and time again.
Yeah, and I enjoy those films. I can still go and enjoy those films. But, obviously, like, if he's going to try and be in a sci-fi action epic.
It might not be the sci-fi action epic that you think it's going to be. Maybe it's...
Like, maybe. Maybe.
Speaking of sci-fi action epic, Snake Eyes is meant to come out this year.
So just finished talking about... It's mid-sentence, just finished talking about Bruce Willis.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
What do you mean, you're bad? Do you not understand what you're saying?
No, I just phoned it in. I just phoned in my performance there. It was just... But yeah.
So you understand how bad it is then?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, like... I don't know. I want it to be good. Especially in the wake of...
Yeah, you could want it to be good. I mean, there's nothing wrong with wanting it to be good.
There was a point of saturation of, say, somebody like Michael Douglas. Remember Michael Douglas was like in every film and he became a bit Bruce Willis-y?
I'm going to say no.
Huh?
No.
No?
No.
No.
When was this?
This was just after War of the Roses and he was doing other films.
I don't think I was born yet.
Huh?
I don't think I was born yet.
Yeah, you need to stop your shit, man. Stop your shit right now. Born in the 80s, redacted. You know it. You did some disgraceful stuff. You get me? You're freaking year shaming me.
I'm not year shaming you.
Yes, you are. You're like, oh, I don't know what that is. I wasn't born yet.
No, I just said, when was that?
When was that? I wasn't born yet. Ha ha ha. I was born in the 90s. Ha 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 ha. Dare age shame me, bruv. I'm upset as it is. Oh, God. See, and that just makes me seem even more weird, especially after I talked about like all this other stuff. Because if I am like, you know, born in the 90s, the same as you, then this isn't really an issue when I'm talking about younger girls.
Yeah, I know.
But if I am not, it's not as funny. This is the joke. The older you are, the funnier the conversation is.
I mean, you say funny, I say disturbing.
No, it's disturbing. I think what's it? Is it TJ Miller? He says you can't bookend young, or you can't say young twice.
What?
Like, you can't say look at those young women. And you can't say look at those.
Why
young...
would you?
No, but he's just saying like you can't bookend like the word young.
Yeah.
In a sentence. Like you can't say look at those young boys. Young. You can't do that either.
But why would you?
Just saying, like,
you can't do it.
Yeah, but why would you? Yeah,
you wouldn't.
Would you? But I'm just saying, like, it's like one of those ones where, you know, it's quite funny. Like, but in saying that, the older you are, the older you are, the more creepy it is to say the word young as well. In a sentence.
Depends what you're referring to.
No, but you have to refer to them as what they are. So it'll be like teenagers or adolescents or young adults or early 20s or blah, blah, blah. When you get to a certain age.
Because
if
you
say
those
young boys, young adults or...
You can't say young women.
Yeah, you shouldn't really anyway.
Why?
There's more slang terms needed, like used, than young women. I can't just say, yeah, I'm going out to see some young women.
Why would you say that?
That's what I'm saying. No one does that.
Yeah, exactly. Why would you?
Slang term, straight up. Like, you would call it a slang term there and then. And I assume women are the same. They don't just say, I'm going out to see some young boys or young men.
Yeah, because people don't talk like that.
Look at those young men.
Yeah, you can't say it because people don't talk like that.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't. You're literally saying they don't say that. So that proves...
I just want to meet someone that does, so I could actually...
No one's going to say that.
Because have you ever seen a show called...
Go back to the 1950s, you might find someone saying that shit.
Nah. So have you ever seen a show called Regular Show?
Yeah.
Pops speaks like that.
Yeah, and he was probably born in the 1950s, bro.
I don't think he was.
Yeah, I think he was.
I don't think he was.
Yeah, he was definitely.
No. Apparently he's just got gigantism in his head, and that's it.
Well.
And you got High Five Ghost. High Five Ghost is the most disturbing because technically he's meant to be dead.
He is because he's a ghost.
And he's part of the gang.
So?
Can't.
You can discriminate against ghosts.
Yeah.
Why?
I'm living.
So?
Ghost. Especially High Five Ghost. It's like you want to high five me all the time.
So?
It's crazy. Anyway, back to the point. So cover this.
Terrible. I.
You talked about Gremlins, yeah?
No, we didn't.
Oh, okay. So basically, Gremlins is coming out with an animated TV series. And it's actually been not it's been given the green light by Dante. So Joe Dante is actually part of this thing as well. He's
consulting or whatever.
Consulting, yeah. And there may well be a Gremlins 3 rather soon. That's what Disney are trying to work towards.
Okay.
So they're going to try little bits and pieces with the TV series on Disney Plus and all that stuff. And then, they're going to see where it goes on from there. One thing that actually got me gassed upon, because this month is actually Disney Plus month, March. It's like the one thing that's getting me gassed is Gargoyles.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to watch that properly in full length for a while, so I'm very happy that I can actually watch that back to back. But apparently there's only one season, but I remember that going on for like years.
Are you sure?
Well, there's only one season available on Disney Plus. I'm pretty sure it was on for like 3-4 years.
I thought it was more than that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there is. Definitely. Because the lady's called Dimitri, isn't it? The Lady Gargoyle.
Couldn't tell you.
Well, whatever her name is, there was a series where she was like frozen in stone forever.
Yeah.
There's another season where they free her and she goes on a madness. Then you've got Macbeth as well. Macbeth is serious. See, the thing I love about it is that he had a lot of Shakespearean ties.
Yeah.
It's good.
Kind of.
Yeah, so what is you saying? He's about to say something real big.
This film with Joe Manganiello sounded interesting.
Mm-hmm.
He's a battered crime fighter called Max Fist. Yes. You make that face, but hold on, there's more. A man who claims to be a hero from another dimension who's lost his powers. Together with a local teen, he takes to the streets to wipe out local drug syndicate.
So he's crazy.
Maybe, or for maybe he's from a different dimension.
Maybe.
And he's lost his
powers. You know what that reminds me of?
It
reminds me of that... that film where...
Last Action Hero.
Jesus Christ, sir. With Woody Harrelson. The one where he's going around and he's just like beating people up with a hammer.
No.
And he's going after Captain Industry.
No.
Yes.
You're talking about Super.
No, that's Super is completely different.
Yeah, then I don't
Woody
know.
Woody Harrelson had one.
Still no, then. God. I'm not saying it doesn't exist, I just don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Bruv, that's equally as bad.
No, it isn't.
Like, yeah, we're on the same page.
Two Super on the same page?
Hmm? Whatever you Kindle.
Just what the fuck are you talking about?
You just tap on a fucking book whenever you fucking want to, don't you, Fanny? I don't know what you're talking about, Sean. Yeah.
Height of professionalism.
Height. Okay, so I'm going to Google that quickly.
What?
Woody Harrelson superhero.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
It's good.
Is it?
Yeah, well, I mean, I haven't seen, what's that new one? There is a new Woody Harrelson. Oh, yeah, that thing that I could remember from episode one, the one with Jean-Claude Van Damme, was Predator.
Okay.
Because he was meant to be the Predator first. It's crazy how,
You said that.
Hmm?
You said that.
Yeah. Superhero. Just probably going to have, Defendor, that's it.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, that's a good film.
But this doesn't even sound like something I'd watch.
It's great.
Yeah, maybe.
It's like a guy with like head injury decides to become a superhero.
Yeah.
So what's the name of this Max Fist or Max Justice thing?
Arch Enemy.
Fair. I still haven't watched that. It's that one with the purple lady.
Purple lady?
Yeah, she's like dressed up in purple. She's a crime fighter. And she goes via the internet and then she starts fighting. Kind of looks like if Hit Girl was a martial artist.
Nope.
I didn't really pick. Okay, fine. But yeah, I mean, I'm actually surprised at the lack of superhero films.
What?
Like, recently, there's a lack of superhero films. It's not as... Like, last year felt like there was a lot.
Yeah.
This year's like...
It's February.
I know, but it's like... Remember, this time last year, we had Captain Marvel, we had Endgame, we had...
Well, not this time last year.
Yeah, this time last year. It's only been like a year.
Yeah, but it's February. Endgame didn't come out until like March.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, either I have a website. But you're not going to have
the most amount of superhero movies every year.
I know. But at one point, it did feel like it's every year that was just getting beaten up.
Well, obviously, like, DC had to slow it down a little bit.
Because no one's watching them anymore.
I mean...
Spend off their money.
It's true-ish.
Oh, shit. I've got an update in regards to... Remember that whole thing where we was talking about Amanda Heard and all that stuff?
Yes.
Turns out she's a manipulative crazy lady that beat the shit out of Johnny Depp before.
Pretty sure I said I didn't care
before. You should. Cause
care less now.
I don't. Because now she's coming out as a lesbian. It's like weird. She's so weird. Like, she's just a weird character. Such a weird character.
So?
It's like... No, I'm just saying in the midst of Harvey Weinstein and... Who's just been jailed.
Yeah.
And in the midst of what's the other guy? There's another guy that's just been jailed for nonsense. Or lady shenanigans.
What's that got to do with Amber Heard?
What I'm saying is that she's not like in regards to people that are genuinely affected by, industry sort of bits and pieces.
Yeah, but you wouldn't really say her one was an industry bits and pieces, though, was it?
No, but I'm just saying regards to...
It's a married couple with issues.
No, it's not a married couple, because she's...
They were married.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, she manipulated him into not having a prenup and all this nonsense.
Yeah.
In the state of California. She's, like, it's really dark. Like, when I was going down that rabbit hole, it was really dark. Okay. And it's the way that she was carrying herself on in the deposition. And then there's a lady that was basically, like, doing... body language study on her, and like how she was sort of like defending her lies and all that nonsense. There's one bit where
that's bullshit, though, right?
What do you mean?
Like body language?
No, it's definitely true.
It's fucking bullshit.
It's not.
It is.
It isn't.
It is.
I mean, certain bits are. Like, you have
most of it is. But most of it is.
Most of it is psychology of speech that is more. I think trustworthy. So when people start stuttering around the words and all that stuff, but then saying that, there's
but there could be different factors at play that you're not aware of.
I suppose, but yeah, and then there's
or someone could just carry themselves differently than what's normal.
Well, this is the one time
in
thing.
Air quotes because normal. What is normal?
Normal is truth bias, basically, which is messed up. So do you know that? Just in general, like if you met a person that you didn't know before, you don't believe that they'll be lying straight away.
Yeah, we had this conversation last time.
Didn't we?
Yep.
Let's say definitely. Truth bias and all that stuff. Really?
Yep.
Wow. Are you sure we didn't have that off camera? I was like, is that actually on the podcast?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You sure?
Pretty sure.
Okay, cool. So yeah, truth bias. Well, basically, like, it's crazy.
Pretty sure, because you related it to something we was talking about.
Was it the book?
The book.
Meeting with strangers. Talking with strangers.
No, it's, I don't know. It's something to do with the police.
Oh, authoritarian.
Maybe.
Okay, fine. Alright, so you got that. But yeah, either. I think that's about it. Anything else to add? Young Redacted? Young?
Yes.
What is it?
No, you called me. So
no, I just said young redacted. Young.
I don't get it. I don't understand.
I just book in Jang.
Yeah, I know, but I don't understand the context of... Like, usually if someone says you can't do something, it would be because your natural, like, reaction or your natural inclination would be to do it. Mm. But I don't see a circumstance where you would do that anyway.
Do what?
The book end Jang.
I'm going to start bookending words.
You should. Maybe I'll get it after that. Maybe I need to see the thing that you're talking about.
Yeah, it's just TJ Miller. Like, he's done like a segment. It's funny. Yeah. It's funny.
I'll look it up and see. Cause
but they're saying that TJ Miller's meant to be an arsehole, so it's like...
I mean, he is.
Yeah. I like him still. Maybe. I mean, obviously, because I'm... only seen the highlight reel. I like all the best bits of him. I think that's the difference between like being a celebrity and being a member of the public.
Yeah.
Being a member of the public, you have the opportunity to see the best parts of one particular person. Whereas if you're a celebrity, you're constantly trying to make yourself better than everyone else.
Knowing
you're a complete fraud.
Yeah, but you don't have to. Like, if you're an arsehole, you don't have to pretend to not be an arsehole.
Nah, you do.
You don't.
Otherwise, people won't know that you're an arsehole. It depends on what you class as an arsehole. Do you class an arsehole as somebody that's just rude? Or somebody who's literally obviously, a fucking
different levels. Arsehole. There's different levels. But, like...
I mean, being rude is just being rude. That's, like, novelty or...
I don't know. I mean, there's not really... a good way to explain it.
It is. Basically, there's arseholes that spurt shit, there's arseholes that start shit and can't just finish, there's arseholes that be shit.
That be yourself. Like, yes, you can change if you want to.
Be who you are trying to pretend to be.
No, just that be yourself.
That is yourself.
Just be yourself.
Be the way... Basically, be the version of yourself that is acceptable for everybody else and doesn't get you locked up for being crazy.
No.
Yeah, that's it. No. Do not listen to those voices in your head. Listen to the voices of people.
Be yourself. If it leads to you being locked up or ostracized by society, so be it.
No, don't. Don't do it.
Let the chips fall where they may.
Do not treat your life like golf. This is ridiculous.
Like golf?
Yeah, playing the ball where it lies. No, don't. You can't live like that, bro.
Yeah.
You can't live like that.
Yeah. Just do you.
No, don't. Don't do you. Do everything but be you, I would say.
No, because I don't want secret assholes. I want to know someone's an asshole.
No, I
want secret assholes.
Secret assholes. You don't want secret assholes.
No, I don't want secret assholes. I don't want secret assholes.
Pause.
I want to know when I'm dealing with an asshole. Just be up front. Be honest. Jesus. I will respect you more if you're an asshole like 24/7 rather than you're going to say some shit to me.
I don't think I would respect them. I would respect somebody who's a constant asshole. Needlessly. It's pointless. I respect someone who has the ability to be an arsehole in funny circumstances.
No.
That makes perfect sense.
I don't think it does.
I know it's someone that's being an arsehole just because they can be an arsehole. Like when somebody's introducing a topic, for example, and the person then says, I don't know, what's that about? Maybe. I don't know. Is that a bit passive aggressive? That was a bit passive aggressive.
There's a big difference between being an arsehole and having a miscommunication between the partners. Yeah.
Miscommunication?
Yeah, it was a miscommunication.
Okay, cool.
Bruv.
Whatever, man. You're a goalie for the
MVP, bruv.
Other team. Oh, MVP? Really? Not passive aggressive much, no? Well, I'm just going to sip my tea and eat my eggs and Benedict.
That is not.
Num, num, num. Eggs and Benedict. Num, num, num. Num, num, nummy.
It's not, yeah, it's not passive aggressive.
How's that going anyway?
It's good. I'll send it to you tomorrow.
You send it to me tomorrow?
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe over the weekend.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Wow. What did you do? Do you just do five?
Five what?
Episodes.
No, I'm doing one.
Jesus Christ.
I'm doing one, bro.
Jesus.
Look, sometimes it takes a little while to crack the code, bro. Especially if you're going to especially if you're going to release it into the wild.
Bro, you can make Eggs Benedict in 2 minutes, yeah? Just saying. Just watch NCIS and just copy that complete.
No, because it's not the same.
Then do something about it, then.
I am doing something about it.
Fair enough. Yeah, so five episodes, remember.
That's fucking passive aggressive.
Yeah, so on top of that, I've made the members area fully accessible.
Wait, what did you say?
Huh?
What did you say?
I made the members
area. No, what did you say before that? Five episodes.
Five episodes, yeah.
No, what for?
It's a TV series.
One episode.
Five episodes.
Yeah, but this is an off-air conversation.
No, it's not.
Carry on. Yes, it
five
is.
Five episodes, one yes, film, and one game.
What?
Oh, God. Do you get the memo?
Yeah.
Then that's it.
What is the point of making five episodes of a show, like, period? Like, you're not... Even if you go outside and you sell it tomorrow, you're going to have notes. So what's the point making five episodes?
The point of making five episodes for this Wylon Project Ice Cream is, and this is what I'm saying, is we're the motherfuckers that give the notes. We're not making the film. The other people are. They will give them notes. That's how it works. Because we're the writers.
Yeah, but if they're making it, why are they asking us for notes?
Because they're using our source material. And then the ones that we actually like, we'll give them notes. I'm going to just give notes to people that turn our stuff into piles of garbage.
Okay. What's the point of them making five episodes?
They don't have to make five episodes. They just have to make any episode or as many episodes as they want.
What's the point?
For coverage, sir. For coverage. Coverage for Wylon, coverage for them, coverage for everybody. Coverage.
I disagree.
Coverage.
I disagree.
Coverage.
I disagree. I want to end the show, man.
Hmm?
End the show.
End the show.
Yeah.
Right, so, yeah, so you've got stuff. So MVPs, mediocre villain personnel. It's going to have five episodes, hopefully by the end of April. And Eggs Benedict, whenever Redacted finishes, which will probably be December 2022.
Maybe.
It's terrible stuff.
It's not terrible stuff, we just disagree.
Project Soup. That's what I'm going to call your frigging projects now.
Yeah, call it what you want.
Project Soup.
Call it what you want.
Boiling up and it just sits in the pot, bruv. Anyway, on that note, laters. Bye. Actually, no, let's end it with the mailbag. You look like a man that needs to really go to toilet.
I mean, it's on the cards.
It's on the cards?
Yeah.
Prophesize.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's a prophecy.
It's not going to go either way, is it? I mean, you're not that old, are you? So you should know what you're doing.
I'm fine.
You know, that's what I find. Fuck,
I'm more worried about missing my train.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Alright, cool. So we're wrapping up now because Redacted's got transport issues. Laters. Bye.